Tommy, that was a good win on Saturday. You'll be wanting for a repeat performance against Benimore on Thursday.
Yes, in a local derby, and I think it's really, really important for us at the minute. Obviously, Benimore are in the playoff places, and but they're not finalised just yet. So, you know, they'll be looking at this game in particular. Obviously, they play this evening as well, but they'll come into Thursday again. You know, against a local team, and they want to beat us. There's no doubt about that. And I'd like to think that our lads will relish this game and the challenge, and take it into the account that our season isn't over just yet. We're not on our holidays, and we don't want to revisit, well, obviously, what we did just over a fortnight ago.
What pleased you most about that FC United performance compared to the Boston performance in the previous home game?
The reaction, to be honest with you. Obviously, I said it after the Boston game that we spoke in depth about it at half time. A lot of challenges were made, and then, you know, we didn't really get the reaction we wanted at the end, and definitely get the result. So the performance wasn't there. We wanted the performance. We obviously clearly wanted the result, and I think the lads went out there with an intent. You know, we pressed them very, very well all over the pitch. It was almost like a nearest man to the ball press kind of scenario. And I think what we did in that game was get down the sides of them, and we created a lot of chances. So, you know, the only negative really was the fact that our finishing probably let us down at times, and we probably should have had them dead and buried by half time.
Yeah, but it was still the fourth away win of the season, and obviously that's always very pleasing when you're heading into a derby game.
That sounds awful, to be honest with you. Yeah, we know that, and obviously it was one away win before. Obviously we beat Leamington, so the three other wins have come in a shorter period of time, if you like. But, you know, if you're going to have a successful season, we know that stat needs to improve dramatically for next season. So we take the positives. You're only as good as your last game, and all that. We won our last game, and we'll go into Thursday full of confidence, enjoying a local derby with no pressure on us. And I think the lads can really go out and express themselves.
Are you aware of the recent history of games between the two clubs from the Northern League through the Evo Stick League?
Probably not as much as you. I know the last couple of results and all that kind of thing. I know obviously how our last home game planned out, but this is different. You know, this is now a team that's going for the playoffs, that's probably going to be a little bit tired against a team that now effectively has nothing to play for. But I want them to think that they have, and I say I want to finish this season on a high. I'll be keep banging that drum. And, you know, and I've said it, you know, contracts are coming to an end and contracts are up for grabs. You know, I want the lads to really relish these last four games and take us into next season.
Yeah. Two games in 48 hours. Does that enter your thinking at all in terms of team selection for Thursday?
Possibly, you know, but I think I owe the lads the right to express themselves and to give me their all. And I think if they're tired after that or we get knocks, then obviously we have to evaluate that for the weekend. But, you know, we've got four games. We want to win all four. We might have to balance the squad a little bit, but so we're gonna basically have training tonight. We'll pick a team for Thursday, and then again we'll pick a team for Saturday, and then the Wednesday after that, and the following Saturday, and we're gonna enjoy it. We might have to present a few opportunities where if we were just playing Saturday we wouldn't have, but it's up to the lads now to keep them shirts, and I think they will.
It's four games in 9 days for Darlow. Do you have sympathy for Jason Ainsley at Spennymoor, who's playing six games in 12 days? They're playing every other day.
I'll be gutted for him if he doesn't make the playoffs. I think what they've achieved this year, and I applaud that, and I really hope that it doesn't have a negative impact on one reaching the playoffs. But secondly, obviously, once they do get into them playoffs, you know, they're going to obviously go in probably in sixth or seventh position, and that gives them another extra game that they probably don't need. So I really hope they do it. I think Jay's a good manager. He's a good bloke. Obviously Tommy Miller's in there, and there's players in there that I've played with and come up against. So I think they've had a great season. I think they can hold their head high. Obviously they were strong in the cup competition as well, so they've had a great season. I'm sure if they fall short, they'll take that into next season.